Hey, it's Coach Kate here, registered dietitian and owner of RD Kate Sports Nutrition. As a member of the LCC Stars Athletic Department, I teach our athletes what to eat and when to eat it on training days, competition days, and throughout the year. For over a decade, I've been helping athletes of all sports and levels meet their goals. RD Kate Sports Nutrition offers individual consulting, team services, on-demand courses, and downloadable handouts. For more information, visit rdkate.com.
Hello, friends, and welcome to Coach Cut's Corner. Streaming bright from Michigan's capital city, this podcast is dedicated to helping you better understand the who, the what, and the why of mental performance, personal growth, and Lansing Stars baseball. Coach Cut's Corner, brought to you by IWASH. And now here's your host, Stephen Cutter.
Welcome to Coach Cut's Corner, where we challenge limits, push for greatness, and develop athletes who thrive on and off the field. Today, I'm sitting down with someone who embodies all of that, Ryan Raddick. Ryan was a standout outfielder for the Stars, well on his way to the Division I level, until a knee injury last season forced him into a season-ending surgery. Instead of walking away, Ryan chose to give back, trading in his role as a player for a new one as a coach. This is Ryan's second time on the show. He was a guest on episode 30, The Long Road Back. And as we near 100 episodes, today we're going to talk about his journey, what it's been like to transition from the field to the dugout, and the changes he sees in this year's program. His story is about resilience, perspective, and finding new ways to lead when the path you planned takes a turn. Let's get after it. Welcome back to the WLNZ studios.
Hello, Coach Cutter. Glad to be back.
I'm happy to have you here. Ryan, let's start with your time as a player. You were here for a few seasons, and when you look back in your career here, what stands out the most to you?
Definitely the culture, environment of the program, the constant striving to just be better on and off the field, and the camaraderie of the team just gets built through all that culture that we're taught.
What's it mean to, you know, culture's a buzzword in sports, and it has been for a while. And really, if you break it down, it's environment. What's the environment like? You know, what's the temperature of the environment that you're in?
Yeah.
But what did it mean to wear the Stars jersey and represent the program?
Oh, it's more than just a jersey. It's you're representing the city of Lansing. You're always giving back. Yeah. It's not just how you play on the field. It's how you act on and off the field. Wearing the Stars jersey is just a representation of just being uncommon, selfless, and excellent. Those are our core values, and being the best person you can be every day.
And I think in a lot of ways those are standards, and that's, as a coach, that's exactly what you want to have in your program is standards. But there's also another side to it where the expectations are high for the program. The expectations from the community are high. The expectations from the college are high. You know, the expectations everywhere are high. And we talked about this through the years of, like, you know, whether you're wearing your stuff, your Stars gear or not, a lot of people know who you are. And you've got to be really smart with the things that you're doing. And then the standards are so high that that also creates pressure.
Oh, yes.
And sometimes we as people don't do really well with pressure. And so that's been a unique thing in our program, is it continues to build and the expectations continue to go up and the pressure continues to rise. And that's why we have to constantly talk about noise and blocking some of the noise out and not paying attention to the noise and staying focused on what's true to you. What are you trying to do? Yes, it's somewhat selfish, but it's, you know, you're here to get better. What do I need to do? And what's most important for me to get better? And sometimes athletes get lost in that. We're in East Lansing. They get lost in all the things that are going on. But I want to kind of move a little bit into the injury and the transition, and I want to talk about that a little bit. Take us back to last season. What happened with the injury, and when did you realize it was as serious as it turned out to be?
Yeah, of course. We were playing a home game at Muni, and I hit a ball to the fence and was going around first base.
So you didn't hit it over?
No, not strong enough.
Okay, fair enough.
Not yet. But, yeah, the guy caught it, and as I was rounding, I picked up my head to kind of look at what was going on, and it was kind of not a dry day. It was kind of wet out. And,
well, it was the spring,
yeah,
so it's typically always wet in Michigan, but yes. Yeah.
And my knee kind of just caved in on me and kind of felt like it exploded on me, and I just collapsed and kind of had the adrenaline pumping during it. So I kind of just popped up and hobbled to the bench and sat down and just held my knee for a little bit. Mm-hmm. I was convinced I was okay.
Okay. So at that point, you thought you were fine. You didn't realize it was serious.
Not at all. It was, I thought, if anything, it was just like a slight like dislocation of the kneecap or something like that. And then the trainer came over and checked it out. Everything seemed fine. So I just took that rest of the day off and then tried to see how it was in the weeks to come. And it was pretty evident that there was something pretty seriously wrong and definitely needed to get it checked out.
You had to go through season-ending surgery, and it took those four-year options off the table for you. How did you process that mentally?
It was pretty tough. I had never really expected my career to end off an injury in terms of college baseball ending. I've had season-ending injuries before,
yeah,
which I'm thankful for having because it gave me the experience. Mm-hmm. And
if you ever want to hear Ryan's full story, go back to episode 30 of Coach Cut's Corner, and you can hear all the details of that kind of stuff. But it obviously was a challenging time, right?
Oh, very. Yes. It was definitely challenging to kind of stay motivated and and want to, like, stay with the team and everything, because I just,
it's the most common thing when people get injured, they just kind of want to get away from it, you know, and trying to keep them around the team is something that I'm constantly trying to do. It doesn't happen as often as I would like. Instead of stepping away from baseball, you chose to move into coaching for the season. What made you decide to go in that direction?
So I got the surgery, and I kind of did some soul searching with how I wanted my future to unfold. And
because after the surgery, the recovery was going to be quite extensive, right?
Yes. They said at the very least 7 or 8 months. Mm-hmm. So more, it was more going to be like 8 or 9 months. So I had some time to kind of just lay out all my cards on the table and kind of see what I really wanted to do with my life. And I didn't think that my career with baseball was over. I still don't. So I thought the best way to stay involved and help others was definitely just to step back into coaching.
Now that you're on the coaching side, what's been the biggest adjustment for you? I think this is questions that should be put on a wall, because people that go from playing to coaching, there are so many incredible stories. You know, so what's been the biggest adjustment for you?
Well, first of all, I'm coaching guys that I played with last year. And so some of these guys were my best friends, hung out with them every day. And you kind of have to find those lines, like you've been telling me, is you can't really be their best friend, but you can be their friend. Another thing is, I've always been so critical of my swing and my mechanics. I have one swing in my mind that I need to, you know, develop. But now I've got 20 other guys with different swings that will be developing in different ways. And it's pretty awesome to see how I'm able to to kind of talk with them, talk through their mental development with their swing, and develop them throughout the season.
What's one lesson that you try to pass on to the guys now?
Oh, yeah. So I definitely would just say that you don't know when it's over. So just give everything you have. And that kind of goes along with one of my favorite sayings. It's like, how you do anything is how you do everything.
It's a great saying.
So you just got to give everything you have in every situation, and all the cards will fall in place. And
it's really hard to do.
Yeah, it is.
It's really challenging to do, and that's why a lot of people can't do it. Mm-hmm. It's super challenging. If you were in charge of recruiting, now that you're seeing it from both sides, and you've been with us through the fall on the coaching side, if you were in charge of the recruiting here, what are we looking for in a player?
Definitely character. Okay. I would say work ethic and character are the two biggest things. Just being able to obviously perform. Everyone at this level can perform.
Mm-hmm. Everybody has talent.
Yes, but if you can do the things off the field the right way, whether it's your grades or just being a genuine person off the field.
The honesty is huge.
Yes.
Not only with others, but with yourself. You know, that honesty is such a impactful piece. And if you can't be honest with yourself, it's going to be pretty hard to grow.
Oh, yeah.
And if you can't be honest with others, it's going to be pretty hard to develop genuine connections. And to grow, you do need people and you need connections. And it kind of all goes together. And I think, like, how you labeled all that stuff, that's 100% what we're looking for. And some of that stuff is not the normal 60 time and, you know, the bat speed or whatever. Most of the stuff, within reason, you can develop. You've had a front row seat to how this program has grown. From your perspective, what feels different about this year's team compared to last year's team? Or maybe even the year before's team?
Definitely the numbers in terms of size or strength don't necessarily pop off the charts, but watching these guys play
compete
as a team has been, like, probably my favorite thing, like, looking forward to this season, because these guys know how to play. They're starting to get very, very closer than any other team at this time that we've had, that I've been here.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just the camaraderie on and off the field I'm starting to see is definitely coming together.
What stood out to you about the changes we made to the program this season? You know, there are changes because you saw things as a player, but you're seeing more like almost like a microscope version as a coach. And what stood out about this season, whether it's preparation, culture, mindset, or even the systems that are in play?
Yeah, definitely the use of AI in our hitting programs and pitching programs. That's going to be huge for us. Definitely haven't seen that before, and it seems to be working great.
When you talk about the AI, you're talking about systems and,
yes,
you know, kind of what we've done, and we've talked about it a little bit, but it's not completely out there. But I've taken systems and really energized them. I've had over 10 years of Google Notes of everything you could think of, from motivation to leadership to journaling to hitting philosophies to pitching philosophies. I'm actually reading them on my computer right now, to folders with team talks and folders for mental preparation on failure and all these things. And it's 10 years worth, and it's been really helpful for me. This is where the journaling comes in. Super helpful, because I can go to my search and search grit, and I get anything that I've taken notes on, or any studies from Stanford or anywhere else, and I copy and paste those in there. And so then we've taken these systems and really just, like, they're on creatine and they're just really blowing up, and AI is, there about 10 different apps are leveraging all the notes that I have, and we're using Excel and Python and a ton of code and script and all these things, and it's a really cool thing. So when people, you know, slam our program and say they're all about tech, well, I think that's actually a positive thing, because we're using it to leverage growth. And it's not perfect, but I can tell you what, it's really individualized, and it's really based on what you do, and you don't have to throw 95, where we have chase charts and we have all these different things that have been developed, and it's about whomever you are and getting some results. So I'm glad you kind of got into that. If you were to describe this group right now in one word, what would it be and why?
I would say mature for their age, for sure. They definitely, we have a lot of young guys on the team, but the way they go about the game and the way they handle certain pressure situations that we've had so far has really surprised me, and it's definitely made me more optimistic about our performance in the spring. And I think we've laid a very solid foundation for them just to develop off of that maturity.
Yeah, I think there's a certain level of maturity you need to develop, and without it, it's pretty hard to develop. And of course, that honesty comes in too. But it's, in reality, it's just trying to get a little bit better and using the systems that are in place, the systems of success, to measure yourself, and you keep measuring. And it's a 6 week checks and balances thing. And, you know, we have other things in our program, from readiness to daily readiness tests that are going to talk about your mental state, things that are going to talk about how much sleep you got. And, you know, that's a whole different thing that we're really tracking and leveraging and using. And it's been pretty wild on that side. And a lot of that stuff is really new this season, or at least new this year, because it's getting leveraged in a different way. Mm-hmm. When you look at your journey as a player through the injury, and now as a coach, what's the biggest lesson you've learned?
Definitely just be happy. Just be happy where your feet are. Always be where your feet are. It could always be worse. And we live in we're very privileged to be able to play college baseball, coach college baseball. You could work the rest of your life, but this stuff is going to develop some of the best memories of your life. So.
Yeah, that's powerful stuff. And the civilian world is a lot different. And sometimes it takes getting into it before you realize, holy smokes, we're so lucky to be able to do what we do. Once you're cleared and fully healthy, which you're getting closer now, I see you swinging a fungo really smoothly. And I know you're hitting and before practice, and I know you're doing stuff and you're running and running distance and stuff, which is nuts for a baseball player. But do you see yourself chasing playing opportunities again, or is coaching where your focus is now?
Yes, I do believe that I will definitely test out some pro opportunities down the road. I know that I will make definitely a final decision once I'm 100% healthy. But in the meantime, definitely just give all I have to coaching and
be where your feet are.
Exactly.
Yeah. And put some action behind it too. For athletes listening, or people listening who might be dealing with setbacks, we all have them. What advice would you give right now for them?
You definitely have to set goals through your recovery, whether it's, be able to bend my knee or a certain amount by this day, or whether it's has nothing to do with baseball, it's, get into the guitar. You know, I'm going to be sitting around doing nothing for the next 2 months. Yeah. Might as well grow in other ways, whether it's reading a book or just always find ways to get better.
Yeah, and I think we'll talk a little bit about the 24 chip theory that I'm working on right now. But yeah, it's like, what are you going to spend your chips on? And it's one of those things where those goals, sometimes when you're going through tough times, they don't have to be these enormous goals. Mm-hmm. it's important to set these little goals. And maybe that goal is learning how to do something or reading a book or, you know, listening to a podcast on, you know, the mental side or the physical side or the, you know, reading a story about somebody else who's went through something. It's not the misery loves company thing. It's just like, I want to understand, like, this can be done, whether it's Roger Bannister's, you know, mile stuff or anything else. Once people know that it's possible, you can do stuff. But when you're going through tough times, it's super important to set some maybe lower goals to accomplish. And that's where confidence gets built. And I think that when you look at your journey as a player through the injury and now as a coach, and all the things that have happened to you, it's you can consistently just keep showing up. You keep putting in effort. You keep stacking bricks. You have a smile on your face. And you've made a really large impact in our program, not only as a player, but as a coach. And I really thank you for that. And your story reminds all of us that setbacks don't define you. They redirect you. Ryan was headed to the Division I level, but when injury changed his path, he chose to pour into others and strengthen the program that he'd helped build. That's uncommon. Build the right habits, lead with intent, and push yourself beyond the limits others set for you. And don't forget to cherish the small moments. They pass by in a blink of an eye. Until next time, keep stacking bricks and go Stars.
Coach Cut's Corner is recorded live in the WLNZ studios with Dalian Lowry providing engineering and production assistance. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please share it and follow us on all forms of social media. Our program has been built and maintained with the help of many great people. If you want to be part of our mission, you can donate using the link in the show notes below. You can learn more at CoachCutter.com and more about our team at LCCStars.com. See you next time.